So right now, 91% of Irish organizations are actively running their operations on artificial intelligence.
Which is honestly a staggering number.
Right, 91%. And if we look back just recently, that number was sitting at less than half, like 49%.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive leap.
We are watching this real-time, highly aggressive rewiring of an entire national economy, and it's happening faster than, well, pretty much anyone predicted.
Absolutely.
So welcome to the deep dive. Whether you're, prepping for a massive strategy meeting this week, or you're just intensely curious about how the actual gears of the future are turning, we are thrilled you are joining us.
So glad to have you here.
Our mission today is to tear into a very specific stack of sources you've shared with us. We've got economic research reports, looming policy documents, and a core blog post titled How AI Transforms Business Strategy for Smarter Decisions.
Yeah, and the central theme running through all these documents is that we've really crossed a threshold here.
Awesome.
Well, we are no longer talking about AI as like a trendy buzzword or some novelty tool for drafting emails. The data shows it is actively becoming the central business brain of the Irish economy.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, Ireland currently ranks fourth globally for AI diffusion and adoption. We're sitting just behind tech heavyweights like Singapore, the UAE, and Norway.
Which is just a staggering global position for Ireland to hold. But I mean, that's the what. We need to get into the why and the how. Okay, let's unpack this. Because a jump from 49 to 91% adoption doesn't just happen because a new piece of software looks cool, right?
Right. No, absolutely not. There has to be an underlying forcing function.
Exactly. So what is it?
The forcing function is sheer economic gravity, specifically something economists are calling the labor shortage trigger.
Okay, the labor shortage trigger.
Yeah. We have an economy sitting at near full employment. Over 83% of employers are reporting like severe difficulties in hiring qualified professionals.
83%.
Yeah. The talent pool is effectively tapped out. So when a business literally cannot find human beings to execute the work, scaling up becomes mathematically impossible under traditional models.
Right, they're stuck. Right.
Exactly. They're being forced to adopt AI simply to maintain their current output, let alone actually grow.
Okay, I want to pause on that because it completely flips the whole sci-fi panic narrative we hear constantly.
Oh, for sure.
The stories is always, the robots are coming to replace us and steal our jobs. But the mechanism at play here is totally different. The jobs are already empty.
Yes, it's
It's
human.
less like a replacement and much more like a multiplication technology.
I like that. Multiplication technology.
Yeah, like if you can't hire five new data analysts, you effectively clone the output capacity of the one brilliant analyst you do have. You use the AI to absorb the repetitive, mind-numbing data sorting, freeing up your human worker to focus entirely on, high-value strategic thinking.
That augmentation model is exactly what the most successful firms are deploying right now. And when you scale that multiplication effect across every sector, the macroeconomic projections become just massive.
How massive are we talking?
Well, recent modeling from Trinity College Dublin and Microsoft Ireland suggests that the systemic integration of AI could add 250 billion euros to the Irish economy by 2035.
Wait, 250 billion euro?
250 billion. To contextualize that for you, it's equivalent to roughly 50% of Ireland's current GDP.
That is insane.
Right. The underlying math works because AI fundamentally decouples economic growth from headcount. But the motivation to adopt isn't purely driven by the carrot of new revenue. There is a very heavy stick coming down the pipeline, too.
Ah, right, the regulations.
Exactly. The European Union's AI Act has enforcement deadlines for high-risk AI systems kicking in by August 2026.
August 2026. I mean, that is practically tomorrow in terms of corporate strategic planning.
It really is.
But what actually makes an AI system high risk under this new law?
So the EU defines high risk as any AI system that significantly impacts a person's life, livelihood, or fundamental rights.
Okay, so give me an example.
Sure. So if a company uses AI to screen resumes and decide who gets an interview, or if a bank uses AI to calculate a credit score and deny a mortgage, or even if a hospital uses it to prioritize patient care, those are all high risk.
Wow. Okay, so it touches almost everything important.
Yeah. And the mechanisms behind those decisions have to be completely transparent, heavily documented, and continuously monitored. If a company fails to comply, the fines can reach up to 7% of their global turnover.
7%. Okay, so suddenly this isn't an experimental toy sitting down in the IT department. A potential 7% penalty elevates AI directly to a board level bet the company imperative.
Which fundamentally changes the timeline. The regulatory framework has dragged AI strategy out of the realm of someday and violently shoved it into the realm of immediate compliance.
So if the stakes are that high, you know, a 250 billion euro prize on one side and crippling regulatory fines on the other, how does this actually alter the day-to-day mechanics of a business?
That's the real question.
Because the sources talk a lot about moving from pilots to strategy, and they highlight a specific shift towards something called agentic AI. Break the mechanics of that down for me.
Right. To understand agentic AI, we first have to look at how businesses traditionally used data. Historically, companies relied on descriptive analytics, which is essentially a rearview mirror.
Like looking at a spreadsheet to see what happened last quarter.
Exactly. Then came predictive analytics, which is looking forward to forecast what might happen next quarter. But agentic AI is an entirely different species.
How so?
It doesn't just analyze data. It possesses autonomous reasoning capabilities to actually execute multi-step tasks.
So it's not just giving me a recipe. It's like looking at what's in my fridge, ordering the missing ingredients, preheating the oven, and actually cooking the meal.
That is the exact mechanism. Instead of an employee prompting the AI 10 different times to complete 10 different steps, the agentic AI is given a final goal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it chains its own thoughts together, it writes its own code if necessary, accesses the required databases, and delivers the final outcome. In the corporate strategy world, this creates a phenomenon called workflow collapse.
Workflow collapse. That is a fascinating phrase.
Isn't it? Think about a traditional loan approval process. It might involve a data entry clerk, a risk assessor, a background check system, and then a final sign-off manager.
Right, a lot of bottlenecks.
Exactly. Workflow collapse occurs when an AI agent is integrated so deeply into the system that those four distinct time-consuming steps are compressed into a single instantaneous automated action.
That makes total sense. And our sources gave us some brilliant real-world evidence of this happening right now. Let's look at the Bank of Ireland case study.
Oh, yes. That's a great one.
They deployed an AI-based fraud detection system that analyzed 1 billion credit card transactions. But the magic isn't just the volume, right? It's the mechanism.
Yeah.
When you swipe your card, the AI isn't just checking your balance. In milliseconds, it's analyzing the geolocation of the swipe, the velocity of travel since your last purchase, the specific merchant category code, and comparing all of that against millions of known fraud patterns.
It's incredible.
And through that instantaneous workflow collapse, they stopped 9.7 million euros in fraud in real time.
And, you know, this collapse isn't restricted to massive financial institutions either.
Yeah.
The Nori AI case study in the hospitality sector illustrates this perfectly.
Oh, right. The restaurant one.
Yeah, they built an AI operating system for restaurants. Traditionally, a restaurant manager uses, like, gut feeling and a few spreadsheets to guess how much food to prep and how many staff to schedule for a Tuesday night.
Which is incredibly stressful.
Absolutely. But Nori's system ingests local weather forecasts, historical sales data, upcoming local events, and supply chain pricing, and it actively dictates the prep list and the staff roster.
Taking the guesswork out entirely.
Completely. And by collapsing that forecasting workflow, they are helping restaurant operators double their profitability simply by eliminating food waste and optimizing labor hours.
Okay, I have to push back here.
Sure.
The Bank of Ireland stopping fraud, Nori AI running restaurant kitchens. If the AI is making all of these brilliant, hyper-fast strategic decisions, what happens to the human executive?
That's a very valid concern.
Right. Don't we run the risk of creating a massive cognitive bottleneck? Like, yeah. If the black box is right 99% of the time, human nature says we are just going to stop thinking and blindly follow whatever the computer tells us to do.
What's fascinating here is that the research highlights this exact psychological danger. They refer to it as a loss of psychological ownership.
Psychological ownership.
Yeah. The mechanism is purely human psychology. If you spend 3 weeks agonizing over a strategic plan, you own the outcome. If a large language model generates a flawless 20-page strategic plan in 0.2 seconds, your brain fundamentally refuses to take deep responsibility for it.
Right. If the strategy fails, the human manager just throws their hands up and says, "Hey, don't look at me. The computer told me to prep 80 steaks." It completely strips away accountability.
Which is why the sources stress that the modern C-suite must evolve. The successful business leader of the new economy is not an AI user. They are an AI orchestrator.
I like that. An orchestrator.
Yeah, an orchestrator understands that the AI will provide the fastest, most statistically probable answer. But they actively maintain the psychological ownership of the decision. They have to know when to inject human intuition, ethical considerations, and, you know, nuanced contextual knowledge that the AI simply cannot possess.
I love that distinction, the AI orchestrator. But here is the massive disconnect I'm seeing. If we have this incredible technology that doubles profitability and solves the labor shortage, why isn't every single local business in the country deploying it right now?
Because the reality is a lot messier.
Right. The research paints a very bleak picture of, like, a two-tier economy.
The divide is profound. It's known as the preparedness gap. At the top end, you have large multinational corporations, where 25% of firms have already appointed dedicated chief AI officers.
Wow.
Yeah, they have the capital and the infrastructure. But the vast majority of the economy is made up of small and medium enterprises, the SMEs, and they are hitting a brick wall.
And the mechanism behind that brick wall is legacy IT debt. I think a lot of people picture AI adoption as just signing up for a new app.
Right, like downloading a new tool.
Exactly. But if you're an SME, integrating agentic AI into your workflow is like trying to drive a Ferrari on a dirt road.
That is a perfect analogy.
Or like hiring a brilliant world-class executive, but forcing them to communicate with the rest of your company using a 1990s fax machine.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how smart the AI is if your underlying data is siloed across outdated, fragmented software systems that physically cannot connect to modern APIs. The research shows 40% of Irish firms cite massive data quality issues as their primary hurdle.
And that infrastructure deficit creates a deeply concerning secondary effect. When the official company systems are too clunky, employees simply bypass them.
Oh, absolutely.
Which leads us to one of the most critical vulnerabilities identified in the sources, shadow AI.
Yes. I want to speak directly to you, the listener, right now. If you are managing a team or running a business, there is an 80% chance that your employees are currently using shadow AI.
80%.
That means they are using unauthorized public AI tools like their personal ChatGPT accounts to do their daily work because it's faster.
It's just easier for them.
Exactly. But the mechanism of how those public models work is terrifying for a business. If your financial controller copies and pastes your proprietary Q3 revenue projections into a public prompt to generate a summary, they are potentially feeding your highly sensitive corporate data into a public training model.
The intellectual property risks combined with potential GDPR violations are astronomical.
Mm.
But, you know, shadow AI is just one symptom of a broader human infrastructure problem. We talked about the labor shortage, but the research from the ESRI Block W program points to a massive artificial restriction on the talent pool.
Right.
They identified what is called the digital glass ceiling.
This was a jarring statistic to read, especially for a country ranking fourth globally in overall AI adoption.
The data reveals that Ireland has the largest gender gap in advanced digital skills usage in all of Europe. 44% of men in Ireland use advanced digital skills at work, compared to only 18% of women.
That is a 26 percentage point gap,
which is double the European average. And the structural mechanism behind this is vital to understand. This gap persists even when you compare male and female workers who possess the exact same levels of education and technical background.
So it's not a skills issue.
No, it indicates that the pathways to utilizing these skills in the workplace are fundamentally broken or biased.
Which is just economic self-sabotage. We are sitting here talking about how 83% of businesses can't find talent to grow while simultaneously throttling the advanced digital capabilities of a massive portion of the workforce.
Exactly.
Fixing that digital glass ceiling isn't just a diversity initiative. It is quite literally the fastest, most mathematically sound route to solving the labor shortage and surviving this economic transition.
The talent exists within the ecosystem. It simply requires inclusive structural support to be activated and orchestrated effectively.
So let's look at the reality for an SME right now. They're facing a talent shortage. They're drowning in legacy IT debt. Their employees are secretly leaking data through shadow AI. And the EU is threatening 7% turnover fines by 2026.
The boy.
They need a bridge over all of this. They cannot build this infrastructure themselves. And this is where the sources point to the rise of specialized, localized integration platforms.
Right. An SME cannot simply buy an AI off the shelf and achieve workflow collapse. It requires methodical, highly customized integration into their specific, messy reality.
Which brings us to the core case study in our sources, Think AI. You can find them at thinkai.ie. They are an integration platform specifically built to help Irish SMEs from Mayo to Dublin navigate this exact crisis.
Yeah,
so but what makes their approach fascinating isn't just the tech, it's the methodology.
The methodology is completely rooted in their origin. Think AI isn't a venture-backed tech startup that spun up overnight. Mm-hmm. It is built on over 19 years of digital and design experience from Design West.
Oh, right. Designwest.ie.
Yeah. Exactly. They're an award-winning graphic design and digital agency led by founder and director Declan Foley. And they have a perfect 5.0 Google rating.
And, you know, you might wonder, why does 19 years of graphic design experience matter when we are talking about complex artificial intelligence?
It's a fair question.
It matters because AI adoption is fundamentally a user experience problem. If the custom AI tool you build for your employees is clunky or confusing or just poorly designed, they will reject it and they'll go right back to using shadow AI on their phones.
Exactly. Design West's background brings an element of human-centric design thinking to the integration process. Their entire philosophy is centered on outcome-first road mapping.
Right.
They aren't integrating large language models just to check a box. They look at the SME's legacy IT debt, you know, the fax machine problem we talked about, and they build custom AI development that sits securely on top of the company's walled-off data.
Walled off being the key phrase there. Your proprietary data stays within your ecosystem. It never trains a public model. So the shadow AI risk is instantly neutralized.
Precisely. Here's where it gets really interesting, though. They deploy practical tools that immediately attack the labor shortage.
Like what?
Well, for example, intelligent 24/7 lead capture chatbots that don't just say hello, but actively qualify leads and schedule appointments while the human sales team is asleep.
That's huge for an SME.
It is. But beyond the operational speed, their design pedigree makes them critical partners for compliance, too.
Right. Let's talk about that compliance mechanism, specifically regarding the web.
So when Think AI builds AI-powered web design, they ensure the platform strictly adheres to the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG.
Explain the mechanism of WCAG for anyone unfamiliar. Why is this an absolute business imperative?
WCAG ensures that web content is accessible to all individuals, including those relying on screen readers or other assistive technologies.
Okay.
If an SME deploys a flashy new AI customer service interface, but it isn't coded to interact with a visually impaired user's screen reader, the SME hasn't just built a bad tool. They have actively locked out up to 15% of the global market.
Wow.
And they have opened themselves up to significant legal liabilities under incoming European digital accessibility mandates. Building to WCAG standards mitigates legal risk while maximizing the total addressable market.
It's just incredibly smart business strategy masquerading as tech compliance. But here's the reality check. For the SME owners listening to this, hearing about custom walled-off AI development and compliance road mapping, it sounds brutally expensive.
It does sound like a massive investment.
But there is a financial mechanism currently in place that completely changes the math.
Right, because the Irish government recognizes that if SMEs fail to adopt AI, the entire national economy stagnates. Therefore, bodies like Enterprise Ireland are aggressively funding this transition.
Exactly. Enterprise Ireland offers grants, like the Digital Discovery Grant, that can cover up to 80% of the consultancy cost for this exact kind of AI road mapping and integration strategy.
80%. That's massive.
80%. When you combine a trusted, localized partner like Declan Foley's team at Think AI with that level of government funding, the financial barrier to entry is essentially demolished.
It provides the exact structural bridge the SME sector requires to cross the preparedness gap safely.
Okay, let's pull all of these threads together and figure out what this ultimately means for you, the listener. Artificial intelligence in the Irish economy is no longer a sandbox experiment. It is a 250 billion euro engine that is actively running right now. Mm-hmm. The organizations that are going to thrive over the next decade are the ones figuring out how to achieve workflow collapse, turning clunky 10-step manual processes into single automated outcomes.
But achieving that collapse requires confronting reality. It means acknowledging legacy IT debt, auditing your team for shadow AI usage, and recognizing that relying on generalized public AI tools is a strategic dead end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
True adoption requires secure, localized integration and a commitment to closing the digital glass ceiling to unleash the talent we already have.
And for the vast majority of businesses out there, surviving this shift and dodging those EU compliance fines means finding a guide. It means leaning on practical, trusted partners like ThinkAI and the Design First methodology of DesignWest to actually orchestrate this technology, because the tools are undeniably here and they are getting smarter every single day.
They really are.
Your new competitive frontier isn't learning how to compute data faster. It's learning how to orchestrate the tools that do it for you. Which leads me to a final provocative thought I want to leave you with today.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it requires a critical shift in perspective.
Exactly. As agentic AI continues to automate all of our answers, and as it completely collapses our daily workflows into instantaneous actions, the most valuable human skill left won't be knowing the solutions.
Right, because the machine will always know the statistically perfect solution.
Exactly. The absolute most valuable human skill left in the business world will be our ability to ask the right questions. So as you look at your own daily workflow, your own business strategy, your own team, what questions are you asking of your data today?
An essential thought to navigate the road ahead.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.